From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish officials are arresting judges and military officers in connection with an attempted coup, detaining more soldiers Sunday. Justice Minister Bekir Bozdag said around 6,000 people have been detained and that the number will increase. Those in custody include the commander of the Third Army Corps, General Erdal Özturk, who could face charges of treason. Other high-ranking military officials flew to neighboring Greece by helicopter and requested political asylum. Turkish media reports say some of those who fled are believed to be among the architects of the coup. Matthew Burza is a former U.S. State Department official now living in Istanbul.
President Erdogan seems to be making bold moves to consolidate his victory over the coup plotters. The impact seems like it's going to be a tightening of presidential control over the judiciary.
That's Matthew Burza, a former U.S. State Department official who now lives in Istanbul. French police have arrested two more people in connection with the attack on the resort city of Nice, bringing the number of people in custody for the assault to seven. Officials say a man and a woman were arrested Sunday morning. Police gave no indication why they were detained, as authorities tried to determine if the attacker was acting alone. A grieving France entered its second of 3 days of national mourning Sunday for the 84 people who were killed when a truck barreled through Bastille Day celebrations on the seafront, Promenade des Anglais, for 2 kilometers. The promenade along the Mediterranean is now lined with flowers and candles. This is VOA News. Leaders of the African Union, facing the aftermath of deadly violence in South Sudan and rising antipathy toward the International Criminal Court, gathered in the Rwandan capital for their 27th summit, which opened Sunday. The summit followed days of fighting between rival forces and hundreds of deaths in South Sudan, as well as new UN warnings of imminent catastrophe if a fragile truce reached earlier in the week in the capital, Juba, fails to hold. At least 300 people in the city were killed between July 8th and 11th in fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and longtime opponent First Vice President Riek Machar before violence subsided. Scores of demonstrators in Vietnam's capital who gathered to support an international tribunal's rejection of China's claims in the South China Sea were hustled away by police before their rally started. The protesters were meeting Sunday at the landmark Hoan Kiem Lake, a common spot for demonstrations in Hanoi, when police forces descended on them. Vietnam has a history of clamping down on protests, fearful the rallies could stir dissent. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration recently ruled against China in a case filed by the Philippines about China's historical claim to about 90% of the South China Sea, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Bangladesh police have arrested a professor who allegedly rented an apartment to the perpetrators of the cafe attack in the capital that left more than 20 people dead earlier this month. Ghiasuddin Hassan, a professor at North South University in Dhaka, has been detained along with his nephew, an apartment manager, for failing to register the tenant's information as required by law when they moved in May. Police said Hassan was arrested late Saturday for renting the house to the Gulshan Cafe attackers and hiding information, and said that the men had gathered at the flat before the attack. A majority of Americans have grown pessimistic about race relations in the United States. According to a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 63% of Americans think the country's race relations are in bad shape, a jump from 48% earlier in the year in another poll. Among African Americans, 72% are pessimistic about race relations. The increased hopelessness can be attributed largely to the most recent string of killings of black men at the hands of police officers and the shooting of police officers by a black man in Dallas, Texas. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.